Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we always look forward to it each and every day at this time. Little OTD on this day in history. Superior Rents brings it to us. They're 21st and Ridge. You need it. They've got it at Superior Rents. It happened on this day in sports, June 17th.
June 17, 1960, your guy, Ted Williams, hit his 500th home run of his career. That was on this day, 1960. 2 years later to the day, need a time machine, go back and watch this one. U.S. Open Men's Golf at Oakmont. Jack Nicklaus wins his first major by three strokes in an 18-hole playoff with Arnold Palmer. That was 1962. Golden Bear and Arnie dueled 18 holes playoff at Oakmont.
That would have been a fun one to drop in on a time machine with.
No lie. Follow those.
That would have been really cool. Two of the giants of the game in their young years, younger years. They had a very interesting friendship, relationship, slash rivalry.
Yeah, they did. Two very different guys, too. We mentioned Hale Irwin earlier in the show. He wins his second Open title on this day in 1979. Defeated Jerry Pate and Gary Player by two strokes apiece. And then Irwin did it again in 1990 on this day, won his third.
God.
He beat Mike Donald on the 91st hole.
Mike Donald.
After tying.
You had your moment, Mike.
Had an 18-hole playoff on Monday, and they tied that one. And then Irwin won in the first sudden death after that. Also, Payne Stewart won the U.S. Open on this day in 1991. He won a playoff with Scott Simpson.
What? How much more would we have gotten out of Payne Stewart?
You know, I liked him a lot. I know that. I'm not exactly sure where he would have gone down. You know, how many more titles he would have won.
Right?
But he was a guy. Big time tournament golfer. Yeah.
Yeah, no question. So, died tragically and far too young.
Here's the dubious part of OTD. And this is a lot of crap that happened on this day in the same year. 1994, O.J. Simpson, a warrant for his arrest in Los Angeles following a lengthy and well-televised police chase by the LAPD. An estimated 95 million people watched the coverage of that chase, which was more than viewed the Super Bowl that year. That slow speed chase happened on this day in 1994, making his appearance on Twitter even all the more dubious and non-self-aware. But that happened same day, same year in New York. The city celebrated the Rangers' first Stanley Cup victory since 1940.
Right.
With the series tied two games apiece, the Knicks win game five of the NBA Finals against Houston at Madison Square Garden. This is all on the same day in the same year.
That game was actually preempted by O.J.'s chase.
And they were live look-ins and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. At Soldier Field in Chicago, the FIFA World Cup begins with the opening ceremony. United States played host to the World Cup for the first time. Again, that was the same day, same year. And Arnold Palmer plays his final U.S. Open round, shooting an 81 at Oakmont in his home state of Pennsylvania. All that happened June 17th, 1994.
What a day.
What a day indeed.
Whew.
All right. 2003, the book Moneyball came out. A book about the 2003 Oakland A's and GM Billy Beane's sabermetric approach, inspired by Bill James. That's published on this day in 2003.
Mm-hmm. Book was better than the movie, but the movie wasn't bad.
The movie wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Brad Pitt and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
As Art Howe.
Which was just such a monstrous stretch, but...
It was.
You know, whatever.
He played a tremendous grumpy old man, Philip Seymour
sure
Hoffman did.
Yeah.
Celtics won their 17th NBA title on this day in 2008. They beat the Lakers 131-92. Good Lord. What about no-show?
So that was the Paul Pierce championship.
Yeah, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
Those guys, right.
Celtics were a 24-win team the season before. And they wrapped up their first title since Bird's 1986 team. Yep.
Wow. Huh.
And then the rematch 2 years later on this day, Lakers beat the Celtics for the first time in a Game 7 and repeated as champions. Lakers got their 16th NBA championship on this day 9 years ago. Let's see here.
And really haven't been heard from since, have they?
No, and...
Really?
I guess it remains to be seen if we'll hear from them next year. Now,
yeah, who knows?
Got AD. And
well, we're going to hear something. I don't know if it's going to be in terms of wins, but we're going to hear plenty about it.
Every damn day.
No, it's, yeah, it's on now.
Yes, it is.
That's for sure.
Okay, birthdays. Happy birthday. Born on this day, no longer with us. Dying in 2004, but born on this day, Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch.
Wow.
Yeah. Former L.A. Ram great, was born in Wausau, Wisconsin on this day in 19.
And wasn't he married to Jane Mansfield for a while?
Here you go again.
I don't know.
There
throwing
you go.
That out there. Elroy Hirsch. Yeah. Called him Crazy Legs.
Not for those reasons. But, you know, at least we don't think. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought he was married to Jane Mansfield. One of those former NFL guys was. She was a starlet.
We'll get on that.
Back in the day.
Former Chief great Bobby Bell, 79 today. Former Chief linebacker born in Shelby, North Carolina. Davey Concepcion from the Big Red Machine. All-star shortstop, 71.
Wow. Really?
Speaking of Moneyball, a guy that was referenced a couple of times in that movie, Mike Magnante, former Royal, but was on the A's team at that time. Yeah, Mike Magnante, the real-life Mike Magnante, is 54 today. Ron Jones is 49 today, better known as Popeye. Popeye
really?
Jones, former Maverick and Toronto Raptor, is 49 today. Jason Hansen, one of the better kickers in the history of the NFL. Lions great. He's also 49. Pride of Washington State, Jason Hansen. Venus Williams. She's 39. Born in Linwood, California. One of the bigger...
How old is Venus Williams?
39.
Wow.
1980 plus 39 is 2019, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 39. And one of the bigger quarterback busts ever, Kyle Bowler, 38.
Yeah.
Former Raven QB. Yeah, bless his little heart. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm wrong on this.
Jane Mansfield?
Yeah.
Okay.
Elroy Hirsch was married to his high school sweetheart for 58 years. That's better than being married to Jane Mansfield.
That's the anti-marrying Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Elroy Hirsch. Ended up being the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. In fact, that's where he passed away, is in Madison.
So does that mean you're convinced that Jane Mansfield married
She married. I think that, yeah, they were married to an.
Is it Mariska Hargitay from Law and Order SVU, Jane Mansfield's daughter?
Don't know that.
I think that's right.
You might be right.
Yes. Mansfield met her second husband, Mickey Hargitay, in 1956.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
Huh. Nice pull.
Jane Mansfield had quite a life.
Quite a life. Pretty interesting. All right. Close this down in a second. Closing thoughts in just a moment on this Monday edition. Shane and Bruce with you. Chad takes us to break. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.